DW.
It's spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, and one sure sign of that is the flocks of geese, cranes and other migratory birds flying overhead, coming back in for the summer. May the 10th is World Migratory Bird Day, so I met up with a special guest for this week's programme who works in the UN building right next door to DW's headquarters here in Bonn.
My name is Borja Heredia. I am the head of the avian unit at the Convention of Migratory Species. I have been in Bonn for 7 years now, and before I worked for the Ministry of Environment in Spain.
Where you had much nicer weather than Bonn.
Well, sometimes a little bit too hot in the summer.
It's May. It's the time of the year when a lot of our migratory birds come home to roost. World Migratory Bird Day is the 10th of May. Why do we need to have a World Migratory Bird Day?
Well, I mean, the topic of bird migration is something that has been linked with the history of people over many, many, many thousands of years. So it is a topic that is relevant because everybody can see the arrival of the migratory birds, and this is interpreted in different ways. This is normally seen as the arrival of the springtime. Some birds are a symbol of fertility, like the case of the white stork, for example. In other civilizations, like in Egypt, birds are, you know, depicted as a symbols of wisdom. So it's something which is very much linked with the history of civilization, and it's a very, very important ecological phenomena as well, because birds provide a lot of ecosystem services to humanity. So this is something that we should celebrate.
So when you say ecosystem services, what does that mean?
Well, ecosystem services means a lot of things. Sometimes it's direct economic benefits, like, for example, the role that birds play in controlling plagues of insects, the role that birds play in pollination together with insects and bats. These are huge economic services. If the pollination provided by birds did not occur, we would have to pay millions of money to provide this pollination artificially.
So this time you're focusing on 7 birds in particular. Why is that? Why 7?
Well, these 7 species are kind of ambassadors. I mean, they live in different kinds of habitats, and they also represent the threats which are affecting migratory birds. So if we take, for example, a species like the Amur falcon, which is a little bird of prey, which migrates from Asia to South Africa, here there is a particular problem about the illegal taking of this bird, which is hunted. You know, when they stop to roost in some places in India, it is hunted and it is taken in a way which is completely unsustainable and completely illegal.
So why do people do that?
Well, they do that because they use the birds as a source of protein, and they use them also as a source of trade. But this is a bird which is protected internationally. There has to be other solutions to provide these people with livelihoods. And in fact, this is a success story in a way, because this particular problem in this huge roost site in India, it was addressed with the Indian government and with the regional authorities in India. And now there are much stronger protection measures, and the number of the hunters and the poachers have been recycled to do other activities which are related to ecotourism or monitoring. There was a very good international coalition of NGOs. We, as Convention of Migratory Species, also intervened, and in particular our office on birds of prey in Abu Dhabi. And this is a problem which is now, we could say, under control.
So that sort of international cooperation is presumably key. After all of these migratory species have to fly across borders and rest in different parts of the world, which have different governments and different regulations.
Well, this is exactly why this convention was created in the late 70s. And at the heart of the convention, you know, is to bring together the different countries that share the range of these species and get them to agree on conservation policies and programs. And for that, we follow a flyway approach, which is taking into account all the different countries that are across the flyway, not just the breeding areas, but all the countries. Doesn't matter if they are rich or poor, developed or underdeveloped.
We talked about the birds of prey. Can you tell me about some of the other of the seven species and the other types which are particularly in need of protection?
Yeah, there are a number of the ambassador species are coastal birds, are shore birds. These birds undertake amazing migrations that can go from the Arctic to the Antarctic and across the whole world. And in this, for these particular cases, like for example, spoon-billed sandpiper or the red knot, these are species which are closely linked to the coastal ecosystems. And coastal ecosystems are subject of a huge pressure, you know, economic pressure for development, for housing, for tourism, etc. And so these species represent the need to protect the coastal habitats, because these birds, they travel hundreds of kilometers, but they need places to stop and to rest and to refuel. And these places are essential. If we degrade these places, it will lead to inevitable decline of these populations. So this is what we are witnessing, for example, with the spoon-billed sandpiper.
Now, this year, the theme is Their Future is Our Future, a healthy planet for migratory birds and people. What's behind that?
Well, behind that is the necessity to integrate the protection of birds and biodiversity in general in the development policies across the world. It's not just about increasing the number of roads or the number of electric lines, but it's also about preserving the environment and having healthy ecosystems which have all their species inside. And it is very much related to the issue of sustainable development.
Presumably, human development is not always to the benefit of our feathered friends.
No, definitely not. And what we can see is that many species are not doing well. Many species are declining. And this is because of very, very rapid economic growth in some parts of the world, which is not taking into account the needs of bird protection. So one of the key issues here is to integrate the biodiversity concerns in the development policies at all levels and in all countries.
In general, what can countries do to protect the birds? How important is it, for instance, to create protected areas or nature reserves?
Well, I mean, there are many things that the countries can do. Of course, protected areas policy, it is very important. And we have some good examples here in Central Europe. For example, the Barents Sea, it's a coastal area which is shared by three countries, Germany, Netherlands and Denmark. And this is absolute important place for the shorebirds and the waterbirds, and there is a joint authority and there are joint programs for monitoring. So protected areas and for example the UNESCO World Heritage Sites are very, very important. Another pillar, another thing that countries have to do is to control the illegal and unsustainable hunting and taking of this bird. This is another problem. I mean, one problem is the habitat. Another problem is the abusive exploitation of these birds. And the third pillar, I think, is public awareness. It's just spread the message. I mean, get the message, reach the normal people, the ordinary people, you know, about the beauty of the migratory birds and the need to protect them.
So presumably that is one of the key functions of this World Migratory Bird Day.
Very much. It is an awareness campaign. It is a very successful campaign. It has been going on for many years now. I can tell you an example in a country which is very, very problematic for the issue of illegal killing of birds in the Mediterranean, which is Lebanon. Well, this year, the Society for the Protection of Nature in Lebanon, which is an NGO, is organizing an event about the illegal killing of birds in Lebanon and about responsible hunting. So they are highlighting a particular problem and, you know, the need to put this problem in order and, you know, regulate the hunting of the birds so that it is done in a legal and a sustainable way. In another country, they will choose the topic of wetland conservation, you know, the need to protect the wetlands or restore the wetlands. So there is a huge variety of events.
What will you be doing on World Migratory Bird Day?
Well, I will come to work and then in my free time, I will walk my dogs along the Rhine and I will enjoy, you know, the beautiful migration of swallows that is taking place these days in Bonn. You know, there are hundreds of barn swallows are coming in now and you can see them flying along the Rhine. It's a really amazing and beautiful thing to see. DW.